Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is the Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again with God's will and God's approval. Amen. To spread the love of God. And the subject is, what team? God's team against Satan's team. God's team against Satan's team. Father, we thank you right now, O God. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you, O God, for your divine hand, your divine presence. God, you are omnipotent, you are all-knowing, you are everywhere. You have all power in your hand. You sees all, you hears all. Oh, God, and we thank you. Amen. Because you said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for being with us. Oh, God. Amen. Not only with us, but 1 John 4:4, you said in your word that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So we thank you, Lord, for being in us. And not only that, but when we come together, oh, God, you be with us. Amen. And, Father, we thank you. We ask you to bless the listeners everywhere, those that are traveling, those up and down the dangerous highways. Oh, God, those that are listening through the airways. Amen. And those that will be listening in the future. And this we ask in Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. We thank God today and tonight, wherever you might be listening with this broadcast. And we're so happy that you'll be able to come and visit this program again. We're our website. You can go to the website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on media there. And when you click on media, amen, you can see all the different locations we are located. We are located on Facebook, Ustream, and at the bottom of the page, if you'd like to donate to this broadcast, amen, you can click on donation, amen. We are happy to know, amen, that your supporters, wherever you might be, amen, we always listen for your prayers. We need your prayers. We ask you to pray, amen, for one another. Amen. And we thank God, amen, every Thursday night. Amen. We're here, if the Lord's will, amen, at 7 p.m. And also, you can go to the programming at Blog Talk, and you can find Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole. And there have been many more broadcasts you can visit, amen, in your daily journey and your daily walk, or any time of the day or night. You can have your classes as well, amen, but we can't give you any credit, amen, of Doctrine of Truth. Here, we're just coming together, amen, in iron sharpening iron. We're coming together in brotherly love, amen, and sharing one another experiences, sharing our vision and our dreams, that we all can grow thereby. That we can all grow thereby. Amen. We're looking at a couple of scriptures. When we know, as we continue on our journey, amen, through the scriptures tonight, those of you that calls in and some of you are listening, we thank God for your listening. If always, if you desire to become a part of the program where you want to share, amen, your experiences, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone and dial 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. And that those that already have done that, amen, you can call in, call your friends or relatives, amen, let them know, amen, Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen, and you can come back in as well if you want to share. But we'd like to lay a little background and a little refreshments for you. Amen, as we go into this team discussion tonight, teams, Amen. Many of us know, have been involved in watching sports. Amen. There are two type of the coaches, and we like to approach the subject tonight, God's team versus Satan's team, because of the fact we have to understand that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, God set up everything himself through, amen, the Trinity. And you begin to work it now because of the fact that we are in Jesus, the church has been set up by Christ, and we are looking at the written word. But Jesus, you know, he is the living word, amen. And the word come alive through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Ghost. So we are working, amen, a system, and we have to understand the enemy had copied. He had copied a system from God, because he was created by God. Lucifer was created by God, amen, and his department was closed down, amen. He was evicted, amen. He came here, was kicked out of heaven, and he came here on earth to cause trouble, cause anxieties and all kind of problems against God's creation, amen. And we'll find, if we look at the philosophy of different groups of sports are different groups of people in the world. There are all types of groups in the world. And you know for yourself, they have clubs, they have teams, they have, amen, different group movements. You can join, amen, and even you have animals. They run in groups, amen. So the world understand about the team effort, the groups, and the head of all teams and the groups running and being involved in one purpose. God's purpose has always been, amen, the salvation of his people, just the fall of man. Always have been. And his philosophy, amen, his goal, if it's anything, the church, Jesus set up the church to promote a message that would help save people. Amen. Direct people towards the kingdom of heaven. That's all the church should be doing, directing people, encouraging people towards the kingdom of heaven. Amen. That's the whole thrust behind the church. Amen. One gospel, one message has been preached from Genesis to Revelation. One message. Amen. God love you. God so loved the world. Now the enemy, his message is destroy the world, destroy God's people, to destroy everything that God created, because of the fact he cannot, and they cannot, amen, get what we have as human beings. They cannot have salvation and healing and deliverance. Amen. Hebrews 1 talked about they desire to see this, look into this salvation. Amen. But they can't have it. We're going to start out with Corinthians 13 chapter. And we want to go to here very shortly. Amen. Because we always love to have the lines and people that have a look at the subject. And there's a great many great of you. Amen, be listening and be able to help each and every one. That though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Now, that's a heavy statement because of the fact you have faith to move mountains, move problems and situations, but you don't have love in your life. If you don't have caring in your life, according to the scripture, amen, you're nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have given my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Amen. So as we go all the way down, many of you know this chapter, amen, back and forth. But we want you to understand, amen, the theory about those that are working for God and those that are working for the world. Those that are working for God has the abundance of love in them. In them. Even though they might not be able to gift it to do many of these things, amen, give people food and might not be able to perform certain charitable functions around town, amen, but they do have a love for all mankind. They do have a love. They have a behavior and a thinking pattern, amen, about helping people to overcome their situation, amen, in love. So we can't count out people because of the fact they're not, what you might say, performers or people that are actors or being seen by the world, giving away millions of dollars, $100,000, amen. But you can see the love of God in them, amen. They're willing to give somebody the jacket off of their back. They're willing to give somebody their shoes, not to be seen, not to be heard, amen, but to show the love that they have in them from God, from God. And that's the way you can recognize, amen, what side they're on. What side they're on. Is my travel in the world, amen. And when I Jesus said, by this you should know that they're mine, if they have love for one another, amen. In my travel in different parts of the world, different languages, amen, I look for, amen, those that have the love of God. I'm quite sure, you know, that we preaching the same biblical message. Amen. God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and God the creator of all mankind. But I look for the love of God. In other words, the benefit, the direction to save souls, to upbuild people's lives, to encourage people. Amen. Do it be male or female? Male or female. We look for love. We look for love. We're looking for the agape love. Amen. Regardless of who you are, what you wear, what you say, amen. We're looking for the caring, caring to help people. And God, love is a people, is a people love, amen. We're people, people, amen. That's the philosophy of the goal and the team the Holy Spirit lead us on, amen. We're about helping people. We're about saving people. We're not about going out of the way, dropping our, amen, our goals in life or our direction that God has given us, amen. We stand on the goals of Christ, amen, the function that God to give us, the direction that God give us, the commandments that God give us. We won't give all that up just to show somebody we love God. No, we're just saying, amen, according to the scripture, you can find the love and compassion. If a person fall down, they make a mistake, amen, for us, the commandments of God, amen, we're right there. Okay, my friend, you can make it. You can be encouraged. You can make it. Amen. So we're about looking at this situation now. Amen. What team you on? What team you on? I'd like to read a portion here, amen, of a lady, unknown author, amen, concerning about team. She approached it one way. I'd like to read a portion here, and this reading out of the book, What Keep Me Standing. What Keep Me Standing. I think I read a portion of one time program before. Denise Kimbrough, K-I-M-B-R-O. Amen. What Keep Me Standing. And this lady, just a little portion here, and see whether or not it can be a helpful. And we're talking about love. And the lady began to say here, try love way. You who home is filled with tension and stress, who marriage and family bear the emotional scars, friction, failure, pain, and regret. Home is where the heart is, and it's time for a heart-to-heart talk. Your birth, your children, but you didn't not bless them. You never disciplined, and now you face disaster. You paid the rent, but you did not pay attention. You have never been devoted, and now you face divorce. Without love, communication, and caring, a house is not a home. Try love for every trouble, for every hurt and sorrow. Allow love to shine in your eyes. Unwrinkle your brow. Bring a smile to your lips and an echo to your voice. See if it does not cast a warm spirit over those who abide within. Try love way. You who are living the life by popular standards, haven't gotten it all together, you're suddenly superfly equipment, a fine education, a top job, a plenty of everything. You think you reached the top and the height of your financial blessing. You're at the peak of the game, but at the peak is only visible as a decline that falls. You are in the picture of success, but if you look, can be deceiving. Underneath, the canvas tells a different story. It is true. You are cold-hearted and mean-spirited, a slave to the dollar. Are you wrapped up in me-first attitude, only looking out of number one? How low would you stoop? How many toes would you step on to ensure your position and power? It is nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. Have you ever wiped a tear from a sad face? Neither life nor love can measure in the attachment of material possession. Success should be a pall, but only love should be worshipped. We imprison the budget of breaking into our home and stealing our belongings. But what shall we do with you, the self-centered soul who used this talent to trample the very people that hold you in such high esteem? Give love a try. Whosoever lifts civilization, though he or she be penniless, is rich. Great buildings have never been erected on uncertain foundation. Great cause has never been brought to success by unloving leaders. Love has always been and always will be at the root of any meaningful endeavor. You will be better in a better world when the power of love replaces the love of power. Praise and love you give to others and melt away the cold exterior and the mean spirit of a man who knows who he will be. Try love. You have tried vengeance way and hated and grudging methods, the jealous approach, the worry and anxiety plans, the silent treatment, the eye-to-eye routine, as well as bullying and browbeating. All these methods have tormented you more and more. Why? You haven't been trying the law and the courts. You have tried settlements to settle troubles and disputes, and look what it got you. Why not try love? Love your enemy, and they will become your friends. Treasure your friends, and they will become brothers and sisters. Embrace the wealthy, and they will become humble. Humble, and honor the humble, and they will become divine. It is all your affairs. Try love ways. Love is awesome. Love is awesome. Amen. You tried everything else. Amen. Why don't we try love? We worried. We got afflicted. We got hurt. Why don't we try love? Amen. Being on God's team is a loving team for people. Amen. We want to win, and we're going to win. Amen. But you have to do it God's way, and that's the loving way. All right. All right. We're going to go to the studio now, and those of you that are listening and calling in and talking to a friend and talking to your brother, you can go listening. Amen. You know, we those for the first time, you can come in and studio and give your opinion, and we don't put down anyone. We don't abuse anyone. We're here. Amen. And we're trying to, amen. The Bible says iron sharpens iron in the book of Proverbs. If you'd like to discuss anything, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. And the technician will put you in. Amen. You stay on the phone after you finish, and we will continue. Continue to listening. Amen. Wherever you are, we always give the first your area code, then we give the last 4 digits of your phone. We will not try to give out your home any information about you unless you want to give your name, your first name. Amen. But we thank God for you today and tonight, wherever you might be listening. We're taking a different approach to the God's team against Satan's team. Amen. The devil have principalities and powers in high places. Amen. They are organized. Amen. Sometimes you think that you, why is your health so trouble? If you keep worrying, amen, and try to beat down things, amen. Why don't we try loving situations, loving as much as we can, because the Holy Spirit works in love, and he will show us day by day, amen, what love can do. All right, we're going to the studio now. You can push 1 on your phone, amen, and we're always like to work, amen, that area. Then almost when the broadcast is about over, we will be praying for all of you that are listening, as always, and I thank God for you. And you can always go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and you click on media, and you can see all the other locations where we're broadcasting. Amen. God bless you. We're talking about love from God's perspective. God loved the world. Amen. And it's agape love. It's agape love. And that love, if you look at the world now, if you look at the world, and if you look at what's going on in the world, God owns the world. He owns the world. Amen. But he allows us to come to him because of the fact that he invested so much in restoring and saving our life through his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus set out the pattern. Amen. So we confess our faults towards God, ask God for help. Amen. Everything goes into heaven. Matthew's 18th chapter says, where 2 or 3 touch and agree, what is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. So everything that you say, amen, is being recorded according to Revelation 20. Because of the fact you can't be praying, if you honestly want to come to Christ and you say, Lord, I want to be saved, I want to come to church, I want your word, forgive me of my sin and come in my heart. Amen. And he doesn't get in your car, your motorcycle, your bank account, your friends, your relatives. No, he comes to you. Amen. He comes to you. How he comes to you? Because what if you begin to confess and talk to God, it goes into heaven. And this is where Christ works. Amen. Through his son, through the church, through the Holy Spirit, it's being recorded, and it comes back to you. Amen. Of a twinkling of an eye, maybe quicker than that. But it does go to heaven. So people are praying and you know, asking God for deliverance of their problems because of the enemy have afflicted them, unaware of sickness or disease, unaware of trials and tribulation they're not aware of. Amen. And begin to talk to Christ. He will work. He will work from heaven through his other people, through his other those that are following him. That's why we say it's a team. It's a team. God, Jesus brought the church, and in this effort is bringing the church, amen, he picked a team. Amen. It wasn't just one. Jesus picked 12 men, and it works from 12, and that's the way it is now. Amen. All right, if you can press 1 on your phone, those of you that would like to have a comment, or maybe you had a vision that you maybe to share, a dream that you can share, amen, about how, or maybe you have something you like to share how God had helped you through trials and tribulations. And, you know, everybody's not the same. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Amen. The Bible is written to build our belief, build our faith. Those of you feel that you need more strength in Christ and that you need some help, you feel that you're not quite where you think you are, all of us, we'll never be quite where we think we are. Amen. But you read the book of John, the gospel according to John, the gospel according to John. Amen. And in the book of gospel according to John, there's more than 80 times the word belief is being mentioned. And you can go to your concordance dictionary, whatever you like. Amen. But you got to read it. You have to read it and search through it. And it's designed, even those miracles, there to help build your belief. Build, it doesn't say faith, but eventually it's going to build your faith. Amen. Even Jesus said, if you believe, you can speak to the mountain. Have faith in God. So you got to believe, amen, that God can do what he said he can do. And he will do it. And he will do it. So the more you dedicate yourself to the written word and listening to the word, amen, you'd be surprised, amen, how that inner man begin to take root and believe in God's team. Amen. That's where it comes from. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Okay, the lines is open. The studio is open. Amen. We don't want to get too far out here and run over the time. We'd like to have someone to, as always, have a comment, a question you'd like to express. Maybe you never looked at the world as a team. Maybe you never thought, amen, that things that happen to you over and from different people, and it caused you to be upset, and it caused you to doubt life. Maybe you thought it was the world say, oh, that was luck. No, there's a team effort. There's a team effort out there. And also God has people, amen, out there working to direct you to Christ. Amen. Evangelists, prophets, teachers, as well as witnesses for God directing you. Mothers, children, amen, Bibles, tracts, songs, all of that geared to help or edify the body of Christ, directing you towards the body of Christ. Amen. So we if you once you begin to look in this and look in and take a look at it, then you'll be more aware of the negativity coming your way. And you can see where it's coming from. And you can analyze it more in this instead of closing your eyes. And you know, never thinking that's the enemy trying to, amen, misdirect you or causing you to feel down and causing you, amen, to feel that you're never going to be anything. Amen. There's a team effort behind this. It's a team effort. Ephesians said that it's called principalities and powers in high places. Amen. They're there. And this is what the church is about. They don't want you to go to church. Why they have your favorite story on Sunday, amen, your favorite team, your favorite shopping day, amen. It's designed that you miss the word of God, that you miss the house of God, amen. But if you notice on during the weekdays, everything leading up to going to the nightclubs, going to the ball games, amen, going to the different place that they hang out where there's no word of God, there's no teaching, there's nowhere about Christ. Amen. And all it does is pulls down your faith. So you have to have some place, somehow, somewhere that you can get the word of God. Amen. And we're hoping that this broadcast can be a help to you. Amen. We're hoping, amen, that it's been a blessing to you. Amen. And we'll appreciate your comments and your prayers. Amen. That it will help upbuild your faith. All right, you can push one on your phone and our studio. The technician will come in. Amen. And we'll give you the area code and the last four digits of the broadcast. Maybe you have a different approach to this subject. Maybe you don't see it that way. Amen. We like to know. Amen. We like to know. Amen. Because we're here, Christ-like, and we like to hear. Maybe it's something that came up that you really didn't understand, and you want to share it, or you like to have someone discuss that area for you. Amen. In a loving fashion, and that's what we're here to build you up. We're not trying to destroy your faith or turn you from God. Amen. The Creator God, all mankind. All right. We're here. You can push one on your phone, and the technician puts you in. Amen. We crossed the halfway line now, and we don't want to hold up I don't want to talk out. Amen. The discussion. Amen. About different teams, but Christ does work with us. Christ does work with people because of the church. He's going away to prepare a place for us, and he said he's going away and he's coming back. Amen. It is sure enough. He's coming back because the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Those that don't like the Word of God say it was written too many times and translation was broken down. Amen. But how can they dispute, amen, walls and rumors of walls? How can they dispute, amen, all the pestilence and danger in different areas the Bible speaks of? They can't, because the Bible is true. The Word of God is true. And that's what the enemy does in all areas. They're out to dispute the Bible. That's one of their jobs. If you can't believe, they stop you trying to believe in the Word of God and the church. But they're recruiting you to come over to what they have written and where that they go and who that they worship. Amen. So it is no neutral ground for a human being. You have to be for God or against God. You have to be able to decide who you're gonna serve. Who you're gonna serve. Amen. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Amen. So you will serve. People will serve. We will serve somebody. Amen. Yes, you will. You will worship somebody. And you will seek for that happiness that's in you, that hole in your soul, that longing. Like the lady said, you tried everything, and you found out worration didn't do it. Worration didn't do it. Amen. Unforgiveness and hate. Amen. You try to change your hair color. That didn't do it. Amen. Your height is still the same. Amen. So try love. You'll find that there's a lot of power. Amen. For you on your behalf, because God operates in love. All right, we're here, and we're those that would like to talk. It's 1-855-236-2387. 2252 1-347-3421-5816. And you just push 1 on the phone and you can come right in. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what side you feel that maybe someone don't feel that they are on anybody's side. They're not going to take a side. They feel like, well, I didn't do anything and I didn't say anything, and you know, and I'm not on nobody's team. I'm not on nobody's team. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you when it comes down to that, then you need to find out, read a little more scriptures. You need more information. Amen. Those that say they're not, they're atheists, they just need more information. They need more information. They got some information. There's no one that come into this world, amen, and have not gotten information about their life, their inheritance. Even they've been taught a language. A baby beginning, whatever environment they're in, amen, they're being taught about the environment. And whatever God they serve, they've been brought up. And this is what the church is about. The church is about going around bringing good news. Church is about bringing good news. Love still abides. Love, try love. Try love, and you'll see what team you're on. Amen. God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. And we find that when you believe in God, amen, and you'll find things begin to work out better, and you'll feel more blessed about being with Christ, because that's what it takes. You just can't find yourself and work into this thing. You have to give up yourself, give up your background and your future, whatever, and accept Christ. And, you know, you find out that, you know, like today in time, how big of a change is it? Like leaving this weather, 100 degrees, and walking into, amen, a deep freezer. And you can see the different change in climates. And that's what love does. That's what God does. Amen. All right. We're going to, I'm going to have to slow down here because I'm about to run out of time. Amen. But those that would like to talk about the team effort, or talk about love, God's love, and God's situation, and maybe the church, amen. You can push 1 on your phone, amen, and our operator will put you in, amen, and you would I will give you your area code and the last 4 digits, amen, and this way can express yourself. Amen. All today's problems and situations that are happening all over. Amen. And you can begin to observe after this program, maybe you can sit down and analyze situations and to see when, in other words, just like a person that dials. You get these different calls. You get things in the mail about, oh, you can buy this car. You can buy this home. You can buy this with a dollar down. Okay, everything added towards, and all of a sudden you get all kind of calls, all kind of information about you can borrow money, or you can buy this. And once you get involved in it and you find out, oh, it's not what they said it was. We wonder why they got the information, because information been put out there, and one thing lead to another. Amen. Then you can find coupons that say, we'll help you, and we'll give you a big discount. And you go in there and find this, oh, this is a discount. So you can find out, well, this is good. The same thing by information. There's some good information out there and some bad information. But all of a sudden, you'll be surprised, all of us kind of working together. Some may help you and some is not to help you. Amen. God love you. He have people to love you regardless of who you are, what your conditions are. Amen. You're going to heaven. You accept him. But your job is, amen, like this broadcast is working to what? Spread the word of God. Spread information. Amen. That you can take this information, search it out. Amen. There's many more scriptures as you go to your Bible. Amen. Even though today we have to be careful what kind of Bibles, that you read, that they have good information, and some of them is not quite good information. Amen. But you need to find what you might feel one of the truest translation, and then work from there. All right, phone lines are open. Amen. We don't want to leave after a while because, amen, we got about another. All right, we have area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for your voice. I'm hearing your voice again. love of God is really what carried me, filling me up more and more. I like this subject. And I had to sit and listen to see where you was coming from. And it's another depth there that I'm saying now, somebody's talking to Bishop. And we need to contemplate what he's saying. I was at a 30th year wedding celebration a few days ago.
Okay.
And the Lord set me up. They asked me speak a few words of wisdom, you know. I knew the couple from the intimacy of the marriage, and I wanted to say something, you know, that was encouraging. But the Lord set me up. He said, you tell them don't change the order. You had a bunch of people there, and so here's this poor crippled man coming out telling them, God said, don't change the order. In other words, back from the beginning is where it all started. Mm-hmm. When God gave man he put him in charge, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the breakdown was because of sin, you
mm-hmm.
see. And Satan, mm-hmm. his team had been working mm-hmm. diligently from that point mm-hmm. on leaving the garden up until this very hour, this very second, to change mm-hmm. the order of what God set up. And he getting so much, he working so hard at it, he wants to change a man coming in this world, and he... The man feeling demon spirit or perhaps enticed by devils, and then they want to cut themselves and make themselves from a man into a woman. Now you see what God is saying. And so they're
mm-hmm.
working hard at that. Even the medical industry, doctors and the geniuses and all the professional folks wants to go to that because Satan and his team is driving the world. So God said, you folk that are married, you know, be diligent. Mm-hmm. Love one another. Let love have its preeminence. And he said, as you open, that love don't fail. But now what love he was talking about, he was talking about his love. See?
Yeah.
The other love that the Greek sees it are just different attitudes, if you will, of the love of God filling your heart. So that what God put in man, you see, and this is what causes us to act favorably in a godly manner towards other folks. So I was just looking at this thing that the team that God is using is himself. See? And so what we do, the scripture said that God commanded his love toward us in Christ, that Christ died for the ungodly. So it ain't that when Jesus died, he did it. See, he did it from the beginning because God knew what was going to go down on this globe. Amen.
Yes.
So God is a preparer. He's a skillful architect. He's a developer. He makes stuff out of nothing. So in the beginning, he said that the lamb was slain before the very foundation of the world. You see what I'm saying? So and when Jesus died, all those years of Satan planning and testing and overcoming and all those years, when Jesus died, what he did was just set it up, folks, because God loved man so much. He set it up so a man don't have to fight and battle. All he got to do is open his mouth, amen, and bring all that other stuff in the suggestion. So it's a long story, but I just want to put that out. The team of God been working diligently. He never stopped, even from the very beginning when he made the man. He been working. You see what I'm saying? So what we got to do, and this is why it's going to be so devastating against us if a man don't receive Christ, because Christ is the answer for all this stuff. And so he reveals to the Apostle Paul, he said, faith, hope, and love. He said, but out of the greatest of these three is charity. So the ones that translated the scripture, they had it right when they said charity, because charity is what love, the love of God, causes a man to do. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when you do what God say, that simply means that you are being trusted with the love of God in your heart. He commended his love, meaning he trusted us. Amen. Even from the very beginning. So what we have to do, Bishop, we have to test this thing and then show it greatly toward one another. And when I show the world how much I love you, I'm simply showing the world how great our God is. And so it's a really simple thing. But I went that way. It's a long story, but I'm going to leave it there, because it was already set up. Your heart was a place destination. Amen. Our hearts was a place that God wanted to implant his love, because the heart is the center of man. Heart is the center. The center of any activity is the heart of the matter. So this is what God is saying through this message. You got to check yourself. Ain't no need of trying to you pride and all this kind of stuff. Let the love of God work in it. And I'm going to say this, even so much, all the gifts, my Lord have mercy, all the gifts work by love. Isn't that so? All the gifts, all the things you can do. And in your worst moment, even in sickness, and you about to fail, only the love of God can pick you up. So I'm just saying that's a team right there. You and I is just like in what was that? John was saying about the fellowship. They can show us the fellowship, the Father and the Son. See, we are included in this thing. We are somebody, but we got the Father, like you say, the love of God, because that's what's driving us. That's what's holding us together. Let me stop right there, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as well. all is well, and amen. I caught this revelation about the technology, the enemy using technology and things to team-wise, they're making all kind of idol-type situation to draw people, amen, and God got his men, amen, using technology as well as cell phone calling. Amen. We have to work together. Work together. Amen.
You know, Bishop,
all right.
You know, I had a career in computers.
Okay.
And do you not know that God taught me that? I did some schooling, but IBM
mm-hmm.
in those days was bringing out different generations of large mainframe computers.
Right.
And God taught me to, and I even saved the company a lot of money, but it was the wisdom of God that he showed me how simple it is when you get full of his love. That's what I wanted to say,
yes.
Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm quite sure many of us out there now have got jobs and, amen, and you went in there and you prayed, or you on a job, got a bad situation, amen, and you just pray and God show you the way out of that situation.
Every time.
Because he knows all things and you see all the things. Yes, sir. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. All right. God bless you, man of God, as always. Amen. We're about to wind down here. We can probably take two more short calls. Those that like to say anything, amen, we are. I'd like to appreciate all of you. Amen. I can say that this radio broadcast started 2 years ago. Amen. A bishop. Amen. I went to a foreign meeting, a meeting for foreign affairs and mission work. And he said, you want to expand your work? He gave me this website. And started from 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Now we're at an hour, and we might need to expand that a little bit more, but we will be expanding to other areas of broadcasting, amen, because of God's love, reach the world, spread the gospel, and through cell phones, to computers, amen, because we want the everybody to know that God still is on the throne and that there are still people out there for their edification, for their growth in Christ. They don't have to perish. They don't have to. There's an option. Amen. There's an option out there. There's a, amen. You have another option. You have more information. Amen. So we thank God for all of you that's always calling in. And you can go back and review a lot of more different programs here. Amen. All right. We can take, we're down now. We're probably going to take one more caller. You can press 1 on your phone, amen, and we are, you can go right in the studio, and thank God for all of you that are listening in and looking in, amen, and those I know it's, we enjoying it, I enjoying it, amen, I'm learning to enjoy it more and more, amen, when you try to do something for God, he'll help you. I want to encourage all of you that want to write books. All of you want to go into business. If you save and you follow in Christ's ways, he wants to be glorified, and you put him first into it. He will. He wants you to do things. Amen. Not that you drop everything when you come to Christ and be involved in the church, and you can't work. You're not supposed to go to vacations. You shouldn't go to any kind of dinners. Any kind of relaxed situation. No, you take God with you. Amen. When you take God with you, it shows the world team, it shows the world, amen, that God still has the power to deliver, to set free, amen, and give you the ability, amen, to love your enemies, amen, and stop stressing yourself out trying to change things. Let God change things. Amen. You go in there with love. Amen. Encouraging words. Amen. Proverbs say you heap coals on top of people's head. Amen. When a person know they don't like you and you say, hello, how you doing? And want to shake their hand, they walk away. because they thought they had you upset and worrying. Amen. No, no, you can't take it with you. You cannot take these material things with you. Amen. The greatest of things you can do, amen, is thank God for your health and your strength. Amen. And a peace of mind. Amen. Paul said, told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So it didn't come from God's team. But love, power, and a sound mind, and a sound mind that came from God. And God will give you that. God will give you that. All right, we can take some prayers now. We're getting ready to close out. Amen. We can have about two short prayers. Amen. And we'll be able to go into and thanking God for you wherever you might be. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. As always. Amen. You can push one on your phone now. If you're getting ready to close out with these, there's two short prayers. Amen. It's time slowly slipping away. God bless you. Go right ahead. 305-4271.
Father, we thank you for your great love today. We thank you for what we are hearing. We thank you for this subject that you've given. I know within myself that is divinely inspired. So we just bless you for your favor today. Thank you for those that are listening, and we pray that they are doing well, that they have lifted their eyes unto the hill. Still stands the cross. We just praise you for joy and peace in the spirit. Thank you for Bishop and his efforts, O God, that he will walk in continually in what you call them. So we just praise you, Lord. Now we pray now that you open our understanding to every day's event. Help us to overcome, for this way we see Jesus. We see him today as our Savior, as our love and the divine one that will call us and come for us. So we thank you for everything. Now just lift every heavy burden that are listening. The world is in trouble. We all suffer, but we thank you, your love don't fail. Give us joy and peace and help us, oh God, to love one another. Bless our families, inspire them the most to hold to your hand. And this we regard today as what you call and you're coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have one more caller. Amen. We want to. All right. Go right ahead. 954. Go right ahead. I think we had a caller. Oh, it dropped. Okay. We want to go to the Psalmist 118 division, the 25th verse. Says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Amen. There's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Don't be discouraged or upset. Amen. That things don't go your way. Amen. It's just been the enemy sending people to discourage you. Don't drop off your visions. Keep your visions. Keep your dreams. Amen. And God wants you to, he give you a vision. He give you a dream. Amen. And that would motivate you to do better for his glory and his kingdom. We all have to have a purpose. Try to have a purpose in life. Amen. You won't be wandering and floating around, and the enemy can just use you any kind of way to be on his team. Amen. But God love you. Amen. And we care for you. And he wants you to understand, amen, that he has a team of people, regardless of what age they are, what color they are, where they come from, whatever. But they will meet you in time of trouble. Amen. He have somebody to come by your side, train, will talk to you on the bus. Amen. Maybe sometime they might pick up a song, somebody be singing. Amen. And encourage you. Amen. But he has, Jesus said, I must go away. Amen. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Spirit, he's a Comforter. He sees all. He hears all. And what he does, he'll comfort you in time like these. In time like these, we still have a Savior, and we still have a victory on our side. God bless you. May God keep you, and we love you all. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Till next time.